the economy and working from home. In March 2020, the seasonally adjusted unemployment rate in the United States was at 4.4%. By April, it had tripled, more than tripled, to 14.7%, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Another stark figure is the number of unemployment insurance claims made per week in the United States at that time. In mid-March, there were around 282 of these claims. By mid-April, there were 6,867. There has also been a major shift in terms of where people want to work. According to a Pew Research poll of 5,858 U.S. adults between 13 and 19, October 2020, 54% of employed adults who said their work can be done from home also said they would want to carry out working from home after the pandemic. While much of the global economy suffered, the IMF estimated it shrank by 4.4% in 2020. Not all sectors did. It has been predicted the global reusable face mask market will expand over $7 billion by 2027, with COVID playing a key role in the driving force, according to an October report by Grandview Research. In addition, retail outlets, Amazon and Walmart, together earned an extra $10.7 billion over the 2019 profits during the pandemic, an increase of 56%. According to the Brookings Institute, the two companies could have quadrupled the extra COVID-19 compensation they paid to staff and still increased profit from 2019. Death toll. In March 2020, then-President Donald Trump said that if the final U.S. death toll from COVID was between 100,000 and 200,000, it would suggest we all together have done a very good job. It came after an Imperial College study suggested the U.S. would see 2.2 million deaths if no action was taken to mitigate virus spread. As of March 11, 2021, the U.S. had seen 526,213 deaths from COVID, more than any other country, and ahead of Brazil with the second highest toll of around 270,000. Because of COVID, the life expectancy of American adults fell by 1 year in the first half of 2020, according to the CDC. That was the biggest drop since World War II. Worldwide, there have been more than 2.6 million deaths from COVID out of 117.6 million cases. If COVID were included in the World Health Organization's death toll table for 2019, using this figure, it would have been around the fourth leading cause of death globally, roughly on par with lower respiratory infections and ahead of trachea, bronchus, and lung cancers, Alzheimer's disease, and other dementias, and kidney diseases. Ischemic heart disease, stroke, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease were the top three causes of death in 2019, the figures show.